Wells Fargo will pay a big fine for rigging up customer accounts they never asked for, costing those customers money. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It is the biggest fine ever levied by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, set up by the federal government after the last financial crisis. Wells Fargo Bank will pay a total of $185 million for defrauding customers. Wells Fargo employees were under pressure to sign up customers to multiple accounts, which they did sometimes without the customer's consent, forcing customers to pay extra fees. Marketplace reporter Lewis Wallace is following this. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lewis, this seems in part to be about corporate culture gone wrong. How did it work?
So if you've ever been a customer of Wells Fargo, you might have experienced the cross-sell. You call to sign up for a bank account and it's, oh, do you want to also get this credit card or vice versa? And apparently Wells Fargo had a pretty intense incentive system in place to get its employees to do those extra sells and open up a lot of accounts. That was part of the business plan. And there were quotas for employees that came down from regional managers. So some bank employees figured out a way to game that system. They would take customers' money and use it to temporarily open a new account, get that in their quota, and then the idea was to close the account. But that went pretty far, creating fake PIN numbers and sometimes fake email addresses to open accounts.
Wow. So how widespread, though?
The CFPB press release says at least 1.5 million accounts were open that might not have had customers' permission, and more than 500,000 credit cards issued. Obviously, it's a violation of trust and privacy, and it's illegal, but there are also a bunch of news reports that find this affected people's credit scores. They had unpaid fees on bank accounts that they'd never even opened, or they overdrafted their real account after a Wells Fargo employee secretly transferred their money to a new account.
So this announcement of fees here, where does the money now flow?
So Wells Fargo now owes a total of $185 million in fines. $100 million of it goes to the CFPB. The agreement reached yesterday is also with the U.S. Comptroller's Office and the L.A. City Attorney. Wells Fargo has been doing its own investigation and has already refunded $2.6 million to victims of this, and that number is likely to double. Most of the refunds are for $25. And more than 5,000 people have apparently been fired, although it's not clear that that includes any senior management.
Fired from Wells Fargo. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thank you very much. Now let's do the numbers. The 100-share index in London is down 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in a similar range, 0.3% each. The old line in Hollywood is that everybody wants to be a producer. Even, it seems, the coffee guy. Starbucks has announced it's going into content production, online articles, podcasts, video feature stories. They'll be distributed through Starbucks' website, its mobile app, and through other online media such as Mike.com and this outfit called Upworthy. The promise here is not smarmy infomercials, but stories about people making their communities and or the world better. Stopping into Marketplace's New York Bureau to talk about this is Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. Good to see you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what is the problem you're trying to solve with these Starbucks productions?
I don't think we're trying to solve a problem. I think we're trying to, in many ways, rekindle and remind people how ordinary people every single day are doing extraordinary things. And I think given how divisive and vitriolic this political season has been and continues to be, and how the media, unfortunately, has painted America with such a dark cloud, I feel it's really not the true American story. The true American story is in communities across the country, really people doing things that are advancing their community and loving thy neighbor. And these stories need to be told. And I think we have an opportunity, given how many millions of people come into Starbucks, to share those stories. It's not a marketing gimmick. It's not PR.
It's not going to help you sell coffee?
No, this is not about selling more coffee. This is just what we feel is our responsibility as a company to do everything we can to elevate the national discourse on what we think is important.
Well, how will it work? Who will report, write, edit, and produce this stuff?
Rajiv Chandrasekhan is someone who we recruited from the Washington Post. We co-wrote a best-selling book called Love of Country, and this was about the story of 10 veterans Now we're talking about the story of 10 ordinary Americans doing extraordinary things. This is also an opportunity for us to get into the original content business. This is not branded content. There's no Starbucks logo. This is not promoting Starbucks. This is about real people.
Now, in some of our own journalism, we often try to focus on lifting up heroes, introducing the audience to people making a positive difference. But sometimes it feels like we're rolling a rock uphill, given the horrors of the news. You think there really is a market for heartwarming?
I think there's not only a market for it. I think people are longing for it. And I can sense from what took place this week how people were embracing them, how they wanted to learn more.
So Starbucks, a giant publicly traded company, is getting into media production. Should public media, such as public radio, be scared?
No, we're not going to become a media company. But I think every company in the world today, especially a consumer brand, needs to recognize the rules of engagement have changed, and we have to try and reach our customers in a way that are as relevant as possible. And clearly, this is going to, I think, create an emotional attachment with our customers, not based on coffee or the coffee experience, but these stories that I think we have found in the true American story.
Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.